across Australia, this is Radio National. Be part of National Science Week on the ABC.
Breathe a Frankenstein inside you. Catch up with Dr. Carl and the Sleek Geeks. Check out abc.net.au/science. Try on some jeans of the other type. There's so much to do, it's an 8-day week. National Science Week splashed right across your ABC.
Switch on, tune in and log on to ABC TV, radio and online. For special programs, features and segments. National Science Week, all next week on the ABC.
Hello and welcome to Encounter. I'm Lynn Gallagher. This week is the first of two programs from Southwest Queensland which celebrate the Year of the Outback. The second program will be part of our Encounter Christmas broadcasts. But this week, Florence Sperling presents Brigalow by Moonlight, a program which comes from well out of town, in fact 800 kilometres west of Brisbane. Charleville is one of the most important centres in Australia. 3,500 souls form part of a heritage town servicing cattle and sheep crop.
Many of us, yeah, whether we're in an urban context or rural context, the challenge is to slow down, to make our lives more simple, and to have more cups of tea with our neighbours, to spend more time with people in our local areas, to listen more rather than talk more, to just hang around more in our local communities, to hear the kind of issues that are there, to listen to people's stories, and from that kind of a base to work out, well, how do we respond to this? For me, that's a challenge that I'm trying to work out constantly, and that's I think what we're trying to encourage people to do in this course. I guess our society is, I think, fairly infected with attitudes at the moment that are separating us from each other, where many of our media headlines, I think, are feeding our fears. We're fairly frightened of people with mental health issues. We're fairly frightened of people who are arriving here from overseas. We're frightened of connecting deeply with the Murray people in our society. We're frightened of building closer friendships. And so what we're talking about here is how we can just begin to take some small steps that are more personal, that are quite modest and quite moderate for us all. They're things that we can do that helps to actually meet face-to-face with some of the people who we might be separated from if all we respond to is the headlines in the newspaper or the current social attitudes. Yes, that's a great challenge for many of us.
Part of that fear is that people are afraid to be challenged personally, to be challenged to change their attitudes, isn't it?
It definitely is, and that's why a course like this and thinking about these issues does take us back to our spiritual base, to our core values, and that's why a course like this isn't just about welfare, it's not just about social ethics, but it is about our own spirituality and who we are and how we live and what we're living for.
The old man confused, the junkie in jail, the label all bruised, so frail, the things go wrong, try and fail, over and over again. God of the mess that we're in, still bless us, and feel every bump when we fall.
That concluding comment from Neil Barringham, who coordinates the community orientation course, hosted and organised by the Waiters Union in West End and Inner City Brisbane, concludes that report. And my thanks to Tony, Matt, Kylie and Delwyn for revealing some of their story on the journey through that experience. After the news, Inquisition, to test your knowledge of religion and spirituality, and our 1 o'clock chat room, Rabbi Joshua Aronson. Hope you can stay with us for that. It's news time, midnight.